Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Ultimate Consumer Podcast. I was just wondering how you guys have been doing. Thought I'd give you guys a bit of a check-in and do some rundown of what has happened over time, you know. So how's it been? How's been your day? What have you been up to? Hope you guys have been making a killing. I've been at it. I've been trying to get shit done. You know, I'm just speaking from my standpoint right now. I hope you guys have been having fun and be dealing with whatever it is you have going on. So that said, we're gonna dive right into it. So I'm gonna be doing a brief rundown of everything we've done over time, not just the magazine, but even the created works that we've actually posted. And there's some interesting works. I saw some Gustavo Dore. Gustavo is actually really, really, really good. But before I go in and give you some oldies, I'm going to just talk about the current created works that is in the gallery right now and just give you guys a brief run through of why I actually chose some of these works and what they actually really, really mean and how I try to interpret most of them. Yeah. So for the first one is Riona, What Sunset Looks Like Without Glasses. Riona has actually been a very dominant artist over time. Like, I think for the past 6 months, I've actually studied some of her works and they look really, really visually appealing. It always tells a story, and I think she's from Manchester, so some of the works that she do are really, really enticing. So I thought about it, and this one actually struck me, because I was walking on the bridge when I got off the train. So I was walking on the bridge, and then I stood for a while and stared, and I felt the impact of the painting, and that was just what made me pick this one for the first view, because some of the works actually tells a story. Like, her works tells a story all the time. Like, if you sit and stare over time, it always tells a story. There's so many of them that I can actually that I could have actually put on here, but this one was the one that actually got my attention, because I actually see it in myself walking, like my day in, day out, my movements, my back and forth journey. So yeah, so it was just something that struck me. So yeah, that's why I put it. And for Jimmy Reckless and Jimmy, I think some of his artworks are actually very into your face. Like, they're very direct. They speak to you. You actually get the meaning the first time you look at it. So Jimmy was, as soon as I saw it, I thought of a rude man, and I was like, straight up, I'm going to put this. So yeah, it was visually appealing again. Like, and he puts passion in his work, and it's something that you love to see in an artist. So when I saw some of Jimmy's work, I was like, okay, I'm gonna put something that looks like this, like, just show my audience what the modern culture is actually talking about, how people dress, how people actually tend to look when you see them going out for maybe like a function or something pretty nice. So the way they dress, the way they interact with people, what they are doing with their time, how they are actually, their demeanor, if you understand my drift. Like, these are some of the stuff that I see in Jimmy Reckless works. Like, he actually portrays the human fashion sense or intellect or like modernism of humans. He actually portrays it in his work, and he portrays it very well. So it was one that spoke to me. So I was like, come on, I have to show my guys some love, you know. There are works that you actually see, and when you see it, there's no way you don't want to like use one of it. Like, truly, there's no way you don't want to like put it. And I don't know how to pronounce his name, because this is a handle though. But then again, like, Sunset at the Beach, looking at the waves that are crashing in the beach, and just like he helps you reminisce, like reminisce of the good times, you know. Like, I've not been in the beach for a while, and frankly, I've not even dived in the pool for a very long time. So, so it's something that just bring back good memories and just show you what sunset feels like, and tells a story also. Like, gives you a bit of a feeling. Like, shows you how the world is, how beautiful the world is over time. You know, you need to actually learn to love the beauty of the world, so you can actually appreciate yourself more. So when I saw it, I was quite intrigued, and I said, okay, I like this too. I want to show my audience something that they've not seen, or something that they've not experienced, because not everybody have the time to actually go out of their busy schedule and then go to the beach and then sit down and actually watch the sunset. But then again, I just give you so you can look at it over time, like take your time, study it, look at the different shades and aspects of what it's showing, like take your own meaning from it, and not just what I actually say. Just you take your own meaning from it. You like, you live the life of the artist, like you feel deep how the artist was feeling, or how the artist felt rather when he was putting pen to paper, or when he was creating his work. So this was what drew my attention to it, and then he spoke to me, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna show you guys something like this. Then Akumekut, I don't know if I got his name right, but you know, here in this painting, it's a painting of a butterfly, and a butterfly spreading, two wings of a butterfly with two different souls colliding. What I saw here just reminded me, because I usually see so many tattoos, mostly on ladies, guys, like, but mostly I'll say ladies. Like, I see so many butterfly tattoos, and frankly, I don't know the meaning, but for some reason, it's like a recurring sequence. Like, I see most of them, they like it. For some reason, they like to, like, put a butterfly on their hands, some on their back, some on their lower back. I do like the lower back, so. So, it looks really, really, like, it looks really cool. Like, it's actually pretty sexy. So, I feel, when I look at this work, I feel there's, like, a hidden meaning behind it. And I'm not going to just walk up to random people and then start asking them personal questions. It's stupid. So yeah, but I feel there's like a hidden meaning, and it's not just drawn to like express art, but it's drawn like to show passion, to show love, to show emotion, like feelings. So hence why I thought first of this before anything else, because I saw like the passion, the intent in his creation, like to show when lovers collide and all that stuff, like the heartfelt feelings is kind of intertwined in his art. So definitely it spoke to me, and I'm like, yeah, this is culture, this is like life, you know. He was speaking to me, and I was not holding back, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're putting this down too. So, yeah. So over time, I did studied some of his works too, and he's really talented. There were so many other works that I could have put really, but this one was more culture appropriate. Like, it will tell a story and gives the viewers something to actually discuss on, because I feel like the butterfly, it has some meaning to it, and I've not really like found out what the meaning is, because I like to leave room for interpretation to my audience, and not just give them like the whole answer. I want you guys to actually dig deep and like see meaning in the work, so you don't take my own expression for it. Like, I want you to actually understand what the work is, and then you can find your own meaning from it. But this is what I actually saw before taking a peek, you know. Yeah, so those are some of it. Then there are so many works, there are so many works I could explain. Sorry about that. Just got a call. But there's so many works that I could explain or show you guys that would make you guys like shudder with love, because I have actually saw some created works. Like, I always make mention of DVK Boy because he's consistent. Like, Freddie is also, she's also doing good job. And then I saw this reference of Castlevania. The reference of Castlevania, I think it's Dawn of Shadows. It just reminded me of some of the retro feels I used to get from watching good animations. And I thought about like people that actually enjoy good storyline animations with great graphics and great storyline and inception within the story. So that was why I picked this Castlevania kind of sketch that is currently in the gallery right now. Also, I have what's her name again? I actually forgotten. So I did pick a character because over time I've been thinking about, because I'll just give you a quick run through on Wildrift got a quick patch upgrade, but I was looking for something. I was thinking about something different, like a character creation. So that was what brought about the idea of the third or the fourth picture you see on the slide in the first row. It's like a character with a sword and shield. I was thinking on the lines of bringing a duelist that we combat Fiora in the Dragon Lane, because Fiora is actually it's a pretty strong champ, and despite giving her balance and the creation of way of other champs on Wild Rift, she pretty much dominates the lane. If you're a good Fiora, you have nothing to fear. Even if you get ganked, like, you have nothing to fear. And I feel she needs like a good combatant, somebody to fight her. Like, because if you try the Camille, she just reposts and the Camille's ult is gone. So I'm just digressing a bit, but that was my thought process with bringing this guy in. I just want to see if it's a valid notion, because before we get characters on Wild Rift, we first get them in League on PC. And we don't feel any different we playing on the mobile. So sometimes I ask, why are we not different to some degree, if you get my drift? So yeah, that was my thought process to this, though. I don't know what you guys think. Just let me know, you know. I might not be right, I might be wrong. You get. So then there's Kenva. I've always been, she's been part of me for a very long time. Like, I've been using Kenva forever. I've put Kenva in so many works over the years. So she knows what she's doing. There's also one of the scene I was for her I saw of her rather that I was looking to actually show viewers, but I don't know how to like portray it so you guys actually get like a valid meaning from it. But over time, if I do like a good rundown or a good decision on it, I might choose to put it on, and then I'll let you guys know. I'll ask you guys what you guys think of it, because it's necessary to just check on, to give you guys concept. Like, I want you guys to like feed me some ideas, so I'll be able to create better works for you. I don't want to give you guys mundane mundane attributes that you guys already gotten used to, because I feel you guys are getting used to it, and then you guys might not like enjoy it as much as you guys were enjoying it before. So I want you guys to like feed me back some good stuff. Let me hear your views. Like, I know how you guys communicate, so let me just hear your views. Tell me what you think. Show me stuff that you feel that I should make use of, or I should try and learn stuff on, because like I said, I'm trying to teach what I know and learn from you guys, you know. And then there's Kami Boss. She's always, she's always consistent with her works. Like, Kami has been a very good in the artistic space. Like, Kami has taken a good share of the market because she knows what she's doing. And for digital art, when it comes to digital art, I feel her work should be shown, because she actually has a good concept to her drawings, and the way she actually portrays it is very, very sexy. No offense, but it's good. It's good. So yeah, moving on. I got some people I need to like make known, so you guys understand what is going on. Like, and there's Black. Like, Black has, over the years, he has changed. He has so many variations. As much as you create your works, as much as you make your works known to people, your variations also matter. If you can give me like a 3-part piece, or no offense, but like, if you can put out a 3-part piece designed in so many ways, I'm coming to like Delta Source did a thing, and then he did a thing too. So yeah, but I'm talking about Black now, because Black actually he's been consistent, which is very good, because I think I knew Black way back in 2023. That was September. It was March. I think March of 2023. I saw a work of his. I was thinking about it, because then it was so dark. But then again, I could actually see life in it, because at that point I was like, I'll say probably baby into this stuff, but I did understood what I was looking at, and over time I understood that Black was actually portraying so many buoyant meaning in his works, and his works was very artistic. It was easy to grasp for a beginner audience. Like, so it was something that I did that's why I'm saying, okay, Black is really, it's really like somebody you should like look out for. There's this guy like Vincent Ovidio. If you know Vincent Ovidio, I think I saw Vincent on Insta. I checked out some of his works, and it was like giving me fantasy types of vibes, like an art of a Leviathan, like a monsters of the mystical age, like and it shows, like, it's so vivid, like it displays it in such a way that you have to like sit and stare for a while to understand what is going on in front of you, so you grasp what a meaning from it, and not just look at one's point and then walk off. Like, when you get deep meaning from works like that, it's something you should voice out. And then there's this guy that actually did a sketch of a lady using the dune. What's the name of that? Yeah, it's dune. Yeah, using the dune worms just to like portray artistic visions. So we get a feeling of what is happening. Like, if you get my dream, like I wrote a piece on Hollywood, and that piece on Hollywood is like, I feel that was what he was trying to portray. Like, okay, you need to be like a creative in whatever you're doing. Like, you need to like open your mind into putting down works or creating anything, like making meaning through out of nothing. Like, just let your imagination run wild like a kid, so you get value from whatever it is that you are trying to put down. So yeah, it's one of it. Of recent, I actually looked at some of KK's work. My guy is good. Yeah, well, KK, I don't like sit and stare too much of his work, because like I feel he sculpts his work. So yeah, sometimes it's not there for me to like sit and stare. You know, he's a sculptor. He's more of a sculptor. But he's still an artist, though, if you get my drift. But he's a sculptor, so when he shows out some of his works, I do tend to enjoy them, I tell you. So when I saw some of KK's work, I was, wow, okay. I had to show you guys some of it. So yeah. And then there's Bad Artist. I don't even want to talk about him yet. I'm going to get there. First of all, I just want to, I'm looking for somebody. Give me a minute. Sorry. I'm looking for, what's it called? I'm just gonna skip. Like, there's Infinite TA, like, Infinite TA is a bit surprising. She is actually quite good, because I look at her work and I always see meaning. It's easy to understand, like, even the regulars can just look at it and grasp immediately what she's trying to tell us. So it's something that I actually like from an artist. If like it's very easy for we, like just regular folk, to sit and stay and just understand almost immediately, this is that, then that's a good work for me. I feel once I can understand you immediately, I feel that's a good work. That's good enough for me, first off. Before anything else, if it's easier for me to understand once I stay, I like that. Moving on, I have some other. I even have Adebowale, like Mayowa. Mayowa is also very good, and I think his pencil sketch or biro sketch, his works are always very, very vivid, and I love them. I do like them. It's very, very in your face. You understand immediately what you're looking at. You know, he speaks for real. Mayowa always speaks. He always speaks. Once he puts pen to paper, he speaks. Even DK, I can make mention of DK, but then DK makes it look so easy, brother. Sometimes, I can't lie. Like, I see so many works and I'm surprised. Like, how can you make something so difficult look so easy? And then if I try to explain to like a regular, like just like somebody trying to understand what the artwork is actually saying, it's as if I'm speaking gibberish. But then again, if the person sits long enough looking at it, the person actually gets what I'm trying to say. So that's just the basic for me. If you can understand what I'm trying to tell you almost immediately, then I think I'm happy enough that we are actually sharing thoughts together. That's what me I go for. I like to make mention of it or show you what I'm trying to say. And if you understand it just in the first few minutes of it, then I'm good. I feel I've actually passed the message. So yeah, and then there's Poi and Kelly, really good. I did this. I kept this one here for the good girls. Yeah, nah, it's for the bad ones. If I'm being honest, I like how appealing it is. It's making a statement. It's definitely something I would want to put like for the fashion piece. Like show you guys what it's all about. Cause yeah, when she puts her pen to paper, she actually goes hard. So I had to put this one up for them. And this for the bad girls. Wherever they are, like, hey, just take some. Yeah, I just want to show that, yeah. Like, she puts her heart into it. And this one looks really good. So, yeah, I had to make it known that she is actually out there. You guys should, you know, if you're down, just cop some of Poi and Kelly's art. She's really good. She's one of the best out there. Don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on it. You know, you know, truly. I can't even sugarcoat it. Like, it's actually true. If it's true, if it's in your face, then why do you say it's a lie? Yeah, why do you say it's a lie when it's in your face? There's Susie's ads, and but I'm still coming to those guys. So yeah, that's just one of it. And then I put give me a minute. And then I put cargo. I put cargo for the gif, and what's his name again? The red anomaly is from Demon Ego. Oh, I miss Demon Ego. Like, Demon Ego and AL Cargo is very, is really good, and he speaks volume, and he doesn't even say a word. Yeah, like, there are so many I could have easily replaced this with, but then again, I just wanted to give you guys something simple that your mind can grasp. But then again, if I do say so myself, Demon Ego is not a regular artist. So then again, if I put his work out, he always speaks volumes. So as soon as I saw Red Anomaly, there were so many variations. He brought out so many variations, and some of them are way more intense than this, but because of this, I just wanted to give you something mild, something your frontal lobe of the brain can actually grasp, just so it's not too much for the regular audience to actually understand. This was my own point that I was trying to put out there, because some of the works that they put out, it's gonna be, no matter how hard you try to explain to the regular audience, they might not grasp. And as such, I just put something a bit more even to the naked eye, and just place it. So my boy Demon Ego, he be doing the most. So yeah, hence why I had to stress a bit on his work, if you know. And then there's Church Christ. His name is actually, I don't know his name. I did check it, but it's C Church Artist. He's really good, and I put him because I'm currently in London, and I have so many friends that actually plays bets on matches, on games, on whatever it is they can lay their hands on, just to get a little extra cash, you know. Yeah, but civilization is in a decline, so you have to make money whichever way. So then again, this piece was what they were what inspired me to put this piece, because they're always talking about how much they've made over time just placing bets, how much they've lost over time just placing bets. And I tend to ask them what were some of their favorite stuff to place bets on, and they mostly just say, I like to do football, yeah, because I tend to understand it. But then I see some other guys that are actually into other stuff, like horse races, dog races. And you know, people get paid so many ways. So it was, I was like, oh yeah, then definitely I'm gonna put this guy, because he did not just show me what it's like being like a racer, being a person in the race, trying to get a win. He also showed me here the trainer. He showed me the horse, the trainer, and the rider. So when I saw the piece, I was like, okay, it's not just like, to some people, it's actually a big deal. People take pains to train, to groom, to breed, to feed, to like take care and keep the horse, or the asset, I would say, in tip-top shape just to make you enjoy what you're actually enjoying, because you might just see it happening on screen and then you don't know what happened behind the scenes, just to give you that that feel of entertainment that you're actually enjoying in that maybe 30, 50, 80 or even 120 seconds. So if you look at it this way, as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, definitely, I'm just gonna show it to the guys, show it to the boys and see what they think. So definitely, when I did it, as soon as I put it up there, I think some of my friends were like, oh, is this, I like this, you know. So then I was surprised because I didn't even really thought about getting like feedbacks off of it. But then again, it's something that I did like myself, because I feel there are people that put these things in order to make it work. So those people deserve some accolades as well. So hence why I actually said, I'm going to put this one down is something. Then I saw Tomoyo Sato, blank canvas and an artist pouring out his heart or pouring his soul into his work and just leaving it bare for you to actually feel, for you to get a feeling or a rise of it and just experience what that artist is actually feeling, how the artist is feeling in a particular frame of time, what is actually going on in the artist's mind. There were so many options again for Tomoyo Sato, but I had to put this one. The first one I saw was a bit like a rose petal, like a rose petal falling off, and it was beautiful. But then I said, maybe it will be too much, you know, I don't want to give you all of it just in one go. I wanted you guys to like a bit of a, let your celebratory gland just drool a bit, my guys. Yeah, that's the word, like you drool a bit, like then. So some of it just, and Tomoyo Sato is really good. I did find him of recent. I was looking for people with actually real works. I was recommended Pop Punk, but then again, I already had people in mind for this month. Over time, if I see what I like or something that is, what's it called? That moves, something that moves, you know, then I will just like, I'll see what happens. But then Tomoyo Sato is really good. If you sit and try to understand where he's coming from, his experience, like his experience as an artist, his world traveled, like what he's been up to, like how well he has grown over time doing digital works, doing digital art and all that. If you've seen what he's been up to, then you will know why this is supposed to be here. So there were so many works to pick from again, but then again I like this one because it's not just a splash of colors or a touch on like the underneath. You feel it falls from the top to the base, and then there's like a sprinkle of his soul on it that goes right in between the lines and just pops out, and it's really beautiful. If you take a look at it, just you can just sit and stare for a while. And then there's Fu is it's mystical. Like if you zoom in for this particular artwork, if you do zoom in, you can see that he actually blurred the character in the middle. For you to blur a character and then have it look exactly in frame when it's not zoomed in, to the naked eye, if you just stare at it, it's actually a good artwork. But then you have to zoom in to see what the story is trying to tell you, because then there's a glitch in between the character he created and the works behind him. So you can't find the glitch. Even in this picture, it's difficult to actually find the glitch because I tried zooming it out now so you see what I see, but it's gonna be difficult. But there, if you go on his page, you can find the glitch. He actually glitched. He made sure to glitch, and then he gave like in full detail of it. And they work in full detail. You actually see the blow. You see the blow. You probably if you do zoom it, I think you can find it if you look carefully. But you do. It has a blow on it, and then if you. It was very interesting because as soon as I saw it, I did not want to like look away or just skip past it. You know, I said nah, I'm gonna stay here for a while and try to understand and maybe grab some meaning from it before I take a step out or do something else. Like, so I sat down for a while, tried to understand what Fu was on about with his works, but then again. But he's trying to like portray some vivid imagination, like in a dreamlike state. You know when you're in a state of limbo and just floating in nothing, in nothingness. Like, it's difficult for you to actually portray your mind for people to actually understand. But Fu has actually done to some degree something that I can see. It's a mind-boggling project. So yeah, definitely Fu is one again to cop. If you are down to like get some good digital works for yourself, Fu, I can make mention of so many guys. Like, everybody here has very good works that you can actually go and cop. But Fu has just, he made a killing. As soon as I saw some of his works, I actually fell in love with it because, bruh, it was hard to understand. I can't lie. Yeah, I had to dig deep. Like, I can understand you quickly, but then again, you know when you put your heart in your work, sometimes it's hard for regular people to understand that work because they are not the work, they didn't do it. You are the person that did the work. You know what you're trying to explain to people. So then again, that was what I was looking for at that point, and I did find it with Fu. So that's just all I'm gonna say about Fu. Then there's Killer Acid. Like, Killer Acid, I think he's a meme. He's like a meme project. Like, he does it for fun. Like, some of the works just be crazy. Like, I had to like pick and choose and make sure I select. I think he's one of those meme boys, you know. you need humor. Like, with art, you still need some humor. You still need some spars, like something like out of the ordinary, something that you need to look closely to understand, or something that sparks thoughts within you, if you get my drift. Like, I have seen so many works that look like this, but then Killer Acid makes a killing, and he makes sure his own is actually pretty distinct from other people, so you don't see like it looks too similar, you know. It doesn't make it look similar, and that's why I like this work though. He made sure to keep it different. He made sure to make it separate, and then he gives it like a touch on the name up there. So I did like his work. And then there's Ezra Ellen. I did like Ezra's work. Like, I've liked it over time. Like, Ezra, she paints the world how the world actually looks. Like, no offense, she paints some crazy stuff. Like, the one I did put up was I think was a building on fire or something. It's a building on fire. It's a building on fire in the third floor with ghosts running around, and then there's a shop open underneath. Like, it was so much detail in one picture. You can't have so much detail in one picture and tell me it's regular. I was surprised when I saw it. So I just went back because I did remember her name just now. Ezra is actually really good. Then Killer Acid, like I was saying, he did a number on this one, and I do like it. I do like it a lot. I want to see what else he's gonna create. I want to see something. I want to see what else he's gonna do. I don't know what to expect, but I know that he's gonna look good. I've been I think I'm not like so seeking on all that stuff, but like I've been searching for something that kind of hard for an audience to grasp, but still like PG-13 for the audience to see. So if you get my drift, like you need like something PG-13 but difficult to grasp. So yeah, and I don't want I know you get what I'm trying to say though. Yeah, so that was just the thought process to Killer Acid. I do like his work still. I do like his work. And then there is I can't remember names. Oh yeah, I did put like Gambrood is also somebody that I actually do respect a lot. I did put his work in here. Vertigo is also one that I actually like. As so many people do, but Vertigo, why I did put Vertigo, because I feel I've not shown so much of his work, but I feel he was busy a while. He was busy for some time. Throwback, like in a while back, he was very busy. Some of his works were not being shown properly, or some were not up for me to see. Then there's Atelier's work too was one of the ones I actually half breed that is actually meditating. You know, some of these works are actually questionable. I don't know. I feel you guys should actually like sit and give yourself and like put thought into it, that to see if you can actually make more meaning of it. If you do, please give me like a hint or something. I do need a hint. Like, so because some of them are so immersive, like if you sit and stare for a while, you get lost in it. Like I have sit and stared to some works and just sit for like a good 1 hour, an hour, 30 minutes, and I'm still trying to grasp what the artist was trying to portray. Even Bleepy, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but Bleepy, yeah, is really, really, really somebody that portrays some kind of artworks like that. So yeah. Even when Lippy put the tomato juice stuff, I'm like, tomato sauce rather, I was like, what's this? What's happening? And there's so much, like, you don't just see, it's not like so even that you just understand it immediately. It takes a while. Even Seba Castro, he gave me a shock with some of his works, that some of his drops of late, and I do like them. I can't lie, I do like them. I'm talking about BP. I'm talking about Seba rather. Seba, I do like Seba's work, or his recent drop. But then I go to BP now. The tomato sauce. How? Like BP, what's the thought process to this, brother? Like I know he creates works on modern topics and modern activities, like stuff that happen on a daily basis, you get. But then again, some of it are just wildly consuming to the mind. Wildly consuming to the mind, like if you sit truly, my guy, I can't lie, I do like some of the works I see, so yeah. And then I saw this picture from Voltron, I think. And I do like the trees like growing wildly around it, and I just said I'm gonna put this for some of the audience. And then there's Bad Artist, I think he has a piece coming up. And that piece is actually something that's gonna be fire. I have seen so many of his works, so I'm not surprised. I can sit here and tell you a million things about Bad Artist, but if you've not copped one for yourself, then there's nothing I can actually say. Barat is really good. Like, and he has so many variations to his drawings, to like variations to his style, mixed reality, biblical stories. Like he goes far away. He go mystical. He go, come on. Like if you sit with a bad artist and you don't come out with something interesting or something knowledgeable, then you probably just missed out on something here. So I do like his creations also. He actually tends to like put life into all his artworks, and none of them have actually not surprised me. And then I'll just say this about Delta Source. Delta Source 2 is also really, 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 really good with his works. Yeah, I think he tried to like tell me that because when he brought out Wardy, Lacoon, I think there's so many variations to this new digital art that he's putting out. The Wardy for me was the one that got me. As soon as I saw Wardy, I did understand it. But at first, I was kind of like struggling to get the meaning behind it. But over time, I think there was a space he was on, and I was too busy. I couldn't go on. But then again, I did understand. Over time, I did understand what he meant by what he meant with his art and what he was trying to showcase. And then I saw. Then I saw Wardy, I saw so many Wardies, and then I just grasped meaning. I understood immediately what he was trying to, make the world understand with his art. Also, there's this Lacoon. There's so many variations. There's Umti and all those, like the variations that he's putting out now is something that I didn't really think of. But as soon as it came out, over time I've actually understood what he was trying to say. Now I find balance in some of it, but I don't know. I'm still gonna put this out there. I don't know if like is the best form of depicting modern consumerism. Like we like the consumers now. People that actually feed off your work, Delta Source, people that actually feed off your work. I don't know, because I would say for myself, like you're doing both the depicting of the message and the explanation. There's no room for me, there's no room for like no offense, normies to actually grasp, like, you know, I don't know how to put it. It's like, no offense, like for people to actually interpret their own message in the work. So you just like you're feeding them like spoon with both hands, like you're feeding them with both hands. I don't know how to best explain it. I'm just giving you from my own perspective. So I feel it's a really good work, and it does make a point, but I don't know, brother, I don't know. So I'm just gonna leave that at that, and yeah. So these are some of the works I've seen over time, and then you've seen this one of this lady showcasing, and then this this guy too. But I'm not gonna talk about everybody. And Red, I like what Red is doing. Trust me, Red. Thank you. For a while, I've missed you, my brother. You know, you got me on lock for some time now. I've missed you, and I like what you're doing. I like what you're throwing out now. I do like it. It looks really good. It sends a message. It showcases is different from what I've known from you. What I've been seeing, like I did see. Okay, Red, give me a minute. I wanna digress a bit and then talk about Babes. I do like what's her name? But you, I'm gonna look for a name because I'm pained, because I did see Exchange Art actually post it up. But I'm sorry, I can't lie, it's not there for me. I can't lie, it's not. I try to find it, but it's not there. And it's coming from love. You might be vexed. I don't care. I'm just gonna state it. I don't like it. I saw exchangers post it. I'm like, bruh, nah, my dear, you are so much. I think you're just calm because you know you got the sauce, but come on, show me love. You can do. I'm not even surprised. I know what you the power you carry. So yeah, I'm expecting a bit more. That's me though. That's me. I hope you get what I'm trying to say though. Yeah. So as soon as I saw you, I was like, babes, nah. I love you, dear, but nah, man, you didn't do it for me. I can't lie. It didn't do it for me. I wish it did. I would have told you straight up that it did, but it didn't. So yeah, if I can find it, I will make mention of it. But if I can't, then it's all good. I think you guys know who I'm talking about. So yeah, I was expecting like something shocking. It wasn't shocking, my dear. It was, yeah. So then back to red. It do like what I'm seeing, and even what's it called? Strano actually did one work that was actually pretty cool. I did like that one too. Yeah, and there's so many other people that I could have made mention of that are actually doing some good works. Like this guy is actually very nice. Also, so many works, my dear, so many. And then there's Steven. Steven is always making a killing. Steven Vastman. I think I'm pronouncing the name, but I've gotten really good with the names, guys. I feel I'm pronouncing it well, but then again, it's just me. And this is some of the works I actually try to showcase over time, like for this month. So yeah, I hope you guys are actually getting some of it. And then there's Picasso. You know, Picasso is like our founding father, so definitely he has to be on it. He has to make an appearance just because. Then there's Gustavo Dore, Kiki, like Gustavo Dore is shocking. Like, you need to sit with his work. He's just epic. Yeah. And then there's I think it's pop punk. And then there's Infinity Ye. There's like I said, what's his name? My dear, Elsa did shock me. I can't lie. Elsa, I like what you put out there. Infinity, really good. Bad artist is really a bad artist. Truly, really good. Tito Morello, yeah, really good too. And Blank Embrace, also a shout out to you, brother. You're really up there. And for the Cowboys, and Tumu Yagadashi is also really good. Like, I had to put off, I don't know if it's a he or a she, but Front Page, definitely. I just wanted to show, I've missed you, and I wanted to see some summarize go all out. Yeah, you know. So then again, sometimes you want to whip out the dragon, like I said. So definitely, these are some of the people that has actually, like, come together to make this month really, really, really beautiful. So I did like it. So I'm still expecting. I feel the artwork, digital space, you guys know what you're doing. For now, I feel you're making a killing. I did like Jake Fried. Jake Fried was a shocker when I saw his work. I didn't know about him, but I've not really had time because I've been working, trying to get, you know. So like Jake Fried was really, really a shocking one too. Jake Fried, I do like your work, brother. So many shout out. Then there's Zaire, like, my days. I could sit here all day and just talk about artworks for life. Like, really. Is it real? Like, my front cover for last month. the real is not even a question, brother. It's not a question. I wonder how I've not seen you over time. Like, what have I been doing? Like, what have I, like, I've been just walking through time and not finding peace. You get my drift. Until like then, I saw Zaria. Like, he's so good. I can't lie. Truly, I like the way it's Zui Jai. I do like your work, brother. It's really nice. Like, you do explain, you always tell a story. First off, you always tell a story, you explain it in so many ways, and you give the viewers different ways to actually interpret your works. You show like a rough sketch. Like, you put it in a feeble manner for even the least expected person to understand, to easily, for even a baby can grasp your work in the first glance. So it's something that actually struck me. As soon as I saw it, I fell for it. I had to use it. So that was why you're here, first off. But I can't even stress it. I could go on and on and on and on about it and discuss so many processes. But then again, it's just some of the works that I've actually, like, some of the collation I did this month. I hope you guys actually like this. I'm gonna just do a brief rundown on culture and talk about how I've actually feeling life, if you ask me, because I had time with friends of late, and although I was feeling a bit down, you know, sometimes life gets to you, you know. They say when life gives you lemon, you make lemonade. But life was not throwing lemon this time. It was giving me apples, banana, pineapples, and it was confusing. So I had to look for somebody to help me blend it all together. So we had a good discourse about, like, how life is and the mundane, you know, working a 9-to-5, brother. You can't, like, sometimes it gets to you, to be honest. Like, I do try to, like, understand, to the point I was so vexed. Like, I could not, like, have fun with myself. Like, I was just a bit down. Like, I was trying to, like, grasp meaning, you know. Life, when life hits you, sometimes it's not funny. So I was doing my best to grasp meaning, but I was discussing with my friend, and to some degree, and he's definitely older, so I feel discussing with him will actually give me some leverage in life. So I tend to understand things easier or make meaning simpler, like from anything I actually think of. So talking to him, he was like giving me the nitty gritties and telling me that, okay, you have to do things regardless of how you feel, whether it's hard for you, whether it's easy, whether it's getting you down, whether you are up there, whether you are in the prime of your life, or you're falling, or you're nosediving, still you get up and you get going. So when he says stuff like this, I'm like, this is like regular mundane motivational speaking. I don't really care for it. Truly, I was being deaf to it. But then he kept on pressing and trying to tell me that, okay, you not living life or not taking risk, or just sitting idle and not making moves and not seeing how best you can impact the world you live in and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, I understand about, like, trying to make impacts and trying to get things done, but still it's not easier. But then he said something that shocked me. I was like, it's never easy, like, because he told me he's a skydiver, actually. Like, he takes time to, like, jump off planes and then do the adrenaline and all the good stuff, you know. So over time we're talking, and I like engaging discourse with him, because then again, I know what I don't know when I talk to him, so it's necessary to keep up rapport. And then he was telling me, like, when he started skydiving, it was not like all roses. Like, he had to, like, overcome fears and take the first leap and be the person to, like, lead the group out the plane and all that stuff. And, you know, and I'm like, how do you, like, keep calm in situations like this? And how do you, like, go over it? And how do you not, like, feel scared or any of this? And he was like, oh, nah, it only take practice. Like, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So we were talking, and then we talked about economic collapse, BlackRock. There's so many discourse, and we're going at it. And I was really, really immersed in the conversation to the point that I could not really find the burden that I was feeling, like the pain that I was feeling, like the issue that had me worried before. Although I'm currently in a place where I don't have family around, I'm alone and all that stuff, you know. But when I had that discourse with him, I find that you are not always going to be in a place where you're comfortable or where you are, where everything is always rosy and everything is always beautiful, but you have to, like, get up and keep going regardless of how you feel, whether it's good or bad, whether it's rosy or not. So when you just gotta keep going. And the more when he was speaking, I was like, okay, like, there's so many things I took from him. There's some that are just like life lessons for me, and, you know, I'm just trying to, like, share what I can remember. But I feel having that discourse with him really struck me, and he just told me to keep going regardless of how much I feel, whether it's good or bad, as long as I'm making a forward push to whatever it is that I'm doing, then it's necessary for me. So I did take that from him, and I do like the conversation. So then we talked about the money market, how if it's crashing or it's booming. But and then we talked about the stock market too, because the stock market, it took a nosedive. And it took a nosedive, and it plummeted. But I feel it's recovering. It's recovering. Yeah, I feel it's recovering, and it's recovering really good now. I feel Peloton. This was the conversation we had earlier, though. But I feel Peloton. Some Tesla stocks won't be bad, and there are really some of them. Even silver, I didn't know of silver, but I've not, like, gone into it. I'm still, like, trying to get some paperwork done before I do some of those nosedives and do some research, a bit more research on it, because he gave me, like, some pointers, told me where to look and what to look for. So then again, it was a conversation we had, so I did like that. That was something too. Yeah. That was something, like, you need some proper discourse. Like, I do like having friends, but then again, having friends that don't, like, have good vision for life, or just wanna stay chilling all the time. I do like to chill, but sometimes you can't just be chilling all the time. Truly, man. Truly. I do like it. I'm just stating, I'm not against it. I've not even had time to chill, like, time for myself and all that shit. But I'm just stating, like, truly, if you have a friend, you should, like, tend to do stuff that push you guys to the top, and not just to hang out, and all the time we're hanging. And it's fun to hang, but, man, it's not fun to hang if you're broke too. I'm just saying, truly, it's love, I tell you. But that was just something that stuck with me, because I'm trying to get ahead, if you know what I mean. So yeah, So I did talk to him and it was nice and it was very, very informative. I think I took a lot out of it. Yeah, that's about that. I did have like I was having like great conversations of late. Like I did like spend time with friends because really I think that was what I needed over time. I think that was what I needed, yeah, because I did go see a friend and we got talking, we had some drinks, we had some laughs, did bum a joint, you know. Like just to get the heart pumping, like get the vibe. Like I told you guys, like it's not always just vibes and chill, but yeah, sometimes you vibe. So yeah, we're vibing and we're talking. And we're talking about consoles that we played in the past. He was just giving me some Nintendo Wii vibes. And as much as I did like video games back then, I never did play Nintendo Wii. I think the only Wii I played was the tennis Wii, and it sucked to me. But truly, it did suck to me. But then what I think I enjoyed when I was younger playing video games was my Game Boy Advance, my Nintendo, not Nintendo DS, my Game Boy Advance, the one that comes with color, like that comes with a night light. That one I did enjoy playing FIFA on it, a lot of that stuff, all the good stuff about video games. And I did play so many games, like Mortal Kombat was one of them that I did that struck me. And I have something that I am planning over time. And I did want to show you guys something about it, but I'm still fighting some. But over time, if it does happen, you guys will see what I'm talking about, because it's a lot to do, and I'm trying to get it right. I don't want to like put something out there and it's not right, and might make us slow down or just halt us a bit. I don't want all that. I want like a smooth, you know, we're going, we're vibing, and you're having a good time, you know, and it's all legit. That's the point. So yeah. There's so many I've actually like put out, so many. Also, I think the Wukong game, that monkey is taking names. The AI should be checked. Like I'm telling you, it's kicking butt. It's kicking butt, really, truly. Like I think I need to get a console now, because then again, I want to try it out for myself and see what's happening. But that's just like a brief for, you know, for the gaming aspect for me. There's so many games out there that I want to try. So many others coming of this late. And even with the CoinGecko Web 3 games, that I think there's a conference happening in, I think, is it 2 days or so? But it's a CoinGecko, I've been following up on it. It's a CoinGecko Web3 game. When is it? 11th of November. So it's not even close. I'm thinking I'm gonna watch it. But then there's the pain for time. I do wanna see what it's like. I'm gonna make out time to like listen in. It's in Bangkok, just so you know, Bangkok, Thailand. It's gonna be a banger. I don't know what the experience. I am so going online. Yeah, I'm so going. Yeah, because I've waited too much for it. Like I did see snips and bits of it over time. Like for a while now, I've seen snips and bits of it because I've been following CoinGecko for a very long time. So I do know that something is coming, but I don't know when or where. So as soon as I saw this now, 11th of November, I hope you guys don't miss it, because it's going to be a banger, truly. It is going to be a banger. It is. And I'm ready, true. I'm also ready for Worlds 2024, baby. I can't wait to see Weeble. Oh, truly, yeah. I'm pumped that FlyQuest actually won. I'm so surprised. I didn't believe they were gonna win. Trust me, I didn't believe. And even HLE gave me a shocker, bruh. I was at work and I was seeing HLE, how the HLE beat Gen G. Oh, fuck. Okay, okay. No foul language. But really, it was a shocker for me because Chovy had so much power in that game. Like, if you watch Chovy play, there are very few mistakes with that guy. He's a ninja. So, yeah, there are very few mistakes with Chovy. So, I was so surprised, but I was so happy for HLE because I feel HLE is the underdog. And for an underdog to actually step up and take the win, they've not done this in a while. They actually beat T1 and then they came out and beat Gen G. I'm scared for next year, brother. I am actually scared. I am truly scared. But still, I'm happy. I'm happy to watch Caps. I'm happy to watch Broken Blade. I'm happy to watch so many people in the world that's gonna happen on 2024. I think it's towards the end of this year. But I'm so pumped. I'm ready. Guy, bring it on. But then again, I still want to see something in the wide receiver scene because I feel league is giving the wide receiver scene a backseat, and really it's not gonna tell. They might make a lot of money, but then again, I feel if they let the wide receiver scene go down, Mobile Legends Bang Bang is gonna actually give them a run for their money. Yeah, they are giving us skins. We like skins, but bruh, we're not gonna eat skins. I'm just making it known. To some degree, we'll get bored, and when we get bored, it's gonna tell. And before we get bored, something should be done because we need we need to get our own chills of the game. I'm not saying that we don't love it, but then again, we're just here. We're not going anywhere anytime soon, but then again, we still want some juice. I'm just gonna say that. I'm so bummed. I've not seen I'm gonna make mention of their names. I've not seen Yami, I've not seen Aaron 9, I've not, bro. I wanna see those boys. I know they are kids, but then again they give joy to their fellow kids, some competition for the fellow kids, man. Not for me, I don't care, trust me, if I do, you know, I trust me, but I like to see them play because they actually have a lot to give and they are an inspiration to the next generation. So here, that's all. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Peace, safe, take care guys, bye.